If you live in Florida, you know this already. But for the rest of us, here's something to keep in mind. Strange things happen in the canals of South Florida. And with more than 2,000 miles of canals, there's lots of opportunity for surprises. NPR's Greg Allen went out to investigate.
With its network of picturesque canals, Fort Lauderdale calls itself the Venice of America. We're several miles west of Fort Lauderdale, and believe me, this looks nothing like Venice. I'm standing with divers from the Broward County Sheriff's Office at the edge of the Everglades. We're on a boat ramp that slopes into a murky canal about 30 feet wide. It's a place where Deputy Steve Salek says his divers spend a lot of time.
It does turn into a dumping ground for vehicles. Kids come out here and they steal a vehicle and just roll it right down the boat ramp into the canal. And just at this ramp, we were out here 2 months ago, there's already two cars here again.
There are police cars, boats, a fire truck, and a tow truck on the scene. Disconcertingly, there's also a deputy standing on the edge of the canal holding a semi-automatic rifle at the ready. He's keeping watch for a 16-foot alligator they spotted earlier. More about alligators later. Another deputy, Jay Dunning, talks over the radio to diver Alex Jacoby.
Surface the diver. Let me know when you're on the bottom.
Careful on the bottom.
Doing a survey around the car, swimming around the car, make sure obviously there's nobody inside of it, trying to get a tag number, any kind of identifying features.
Steve Salek says so far this year, the Sheriff's Department has pulled 120 cars from canals in Broward County. Most are dumped on purpose by thieves or by people who can't make their payments. Some, though, are accidents. They're the cars with bodies in them.
It's a car upside down, and it's a Lexus 430.
So a Lexus and a Mercedes, high-end today.
40 miles north in a control room at the South Florida Water Management District, technicians keep close tabs over the water level in that canal and the rest of the network. With 50 pump stations and 500 remote-controlled floodgates, it's the most complex flood control system in the country. Susan Sylvester directs the operations center.
We can open and close gates, so we're able to move water throughout the entire system from Orlando all the way to Florida Bay. We're able to move water through the system.
It's a job especially important this time of year, during hurricane season. To prevent flooding as storms approach, the water district lowers water levels in canals and lakes. For more than a century, that's the way water has been managed in Florida. In recent years, environmentalists and now government officials have recognized the downside. In draining wetlands and rechanneling water flow, developers and government agencies have upset the equilibrium of the Everglades and Florida Bay. A multi-billion dollar plan is now in the works to attempt to restore some of the natural flow that was disrupted by the canals. There is one reptilian group, though, that loves Florida's canals. Alligators. Linda Collins with the state's nuisance alligator program says that's a problem not so much for people as for their pets.
An alligator is a predator, you know, and it's a wild animal. And if the dog is down by the water and he's there and the opportunity arises, the gator will get the dog every time. Mm-hmm.
For alligators, South Florida's canals are a highway system, providing easy swimming from the heart of the Everglades to suburban backyards. That's an aspect of canals that Lindsay Horde of the Fish and Wildlife Service says new residents often don't recognize.
Even though people may come down here with an appreciation of nature and like the fact that, you know, we have all this wildlife around us, they don't necessarily want it in their backyard.
Which explains why, though you often see people boating and fishing, you rarely see anyone swimming in a Florida canal. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.